Welcome to the Ministry Marks Podcast. My name is Thomas Majors, and I'm joined by David Haynes.
Hey, Thomas.
David, some of my favorite types of shows, or even the parts of the movies, is when they pull back the curtains.
Yep.
And you get a look behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, just think about Wizard of Oz, right?
That's right.
The Wizard of Oz, and they pull back the curtain, and it's just a man back there.
Yeah.
The Great Incredible Oz is just a man back there pulling the strings. Or like in Men in Black.
Yes.
When they open up that one person, right? It was a man, and it was just like this little creature in his head, right? Pull back the skull, and there's a little creature in the head. Well, we want to pull back the curtains today.
Uh-huh.
And to reveal a little bit of the behind the scenes of the Ministry Marks podcast.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Thomas, the number one question I'm asked is, how do you guys record that podcast? Like, what do y'all do? And so that's one of the common questions that I'm frequently asked by our church people. Have you ever received that question?
I have never received that question.
Really?
And I would love to talk about that with people. And maybe they know that I would nerd out on them if they asked me that question. And so that's the reason they don't ask me that question.
That's right. So often people think that you and I get together every week. You know, whenever we're recording podcasts, we often drop podcasts on a weekly basis. What days do these usually debut on? Is it Tuesday
mornings?
Yeah.
Around 5 or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And I schedule those.
Yeah.
That is scheduled. I'm not up at that time.
That's right. And we're not here at 4:30 in the a.m.
exactly.
Recording them. But some people think that we get together on a weekly basis and discuss it. And really, we try to go into every podcast as if you and I have just seen each other. Truth be told, you and I have been together for about 5 hours today.
Yes, we have.
This is the last podcast that we're recording of today. We recorded three others already.
And we've been doing this for a while now, so we'll throw in a few things like last week we talked about, or, you know, last time we met.
Yeah.
And really, we've just been in this room the whole time.
Yeah. So years ago, whenever you remember Mark Howard, a dear friend of ours, we love Mark and Tammy. Mark is the one who first put it in our brains to do this. And then you and I had a little bit of a conversation. So all of this equipment is stuff that you've bought. I mean, you've probably spent tens of thousands of pennies on buying all of this equipment. And you made the financial investment to get the equipment. And my financial investment is I always drive to where you are. That's what we do.
Yes.
On the rarest of occasions, you and I maybe have been at a Southern Baptist Convention or Mississippi Baptist Convention. You'll bring the recording stuff and we'll record remotely, but that's very rare. Time-wise, right now I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from where you are. At other locations, we've been closer together, but the time that you put into it is into the editing. So you put the time into listening and editing, because what we do occasionally, we're not nearly as smart as we sound. And so you will edit out a lot of the stupid stuff that I say, and then we'll often take a pause. Like if we're mentioning Bible verses, we may not know those Bible verses off the top of our heads. And so we'll just pause, we'll look up the verse, and then we'll come back. We know, well, Romans 3:23 says, and then we will read those verses. And so you put the time in where I put the time in driving, you put the time in editing. Now, for those of you who know me, you know that I am technologically ignorant. And for those of you who know Thomas, you know that he is technologically gifted. Thomas, do you enjoy the editing process?
I do. And we've changed over the years our setup. Like when we first started, I believe it was a laptop. I was using a laptop and I was using some handheld microphones.
That's right.
And we did that for a while. And then I got a soundboard and we hooked up a soundboard then to the computer. And that worked for a while. And then we got what we have now, which is the Rodecaster Pro. And it is a device that we can use these Rode pod mics on, and we go straight into that and we record my voice independently from David's voice. Whereas before it was all kind of mixed together. Now I can record David's voice separately from my voice. And then as I go through and edit, I can cut out the blank spots where I'm not talking.
Yeah.
And the blank spots where David's not talking, and it comes together really nicely. And I do enjoy it. I enjoy the technical aspect of it. It is time consuming. You imagine for a, let's say a 25 minute episode, well, I've got to listen to that full 25 minutes. But a lot of times I am going in and cutting something out. So you go in and you think about this and you cut it out. Then you listen to that part again. I listen sometimes to it two or three times all together. So by the time I'm done editing a podcast for that episode, I'm tired of it.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet so. I never thought about that. Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy the technical aspect of it, but by the time I'm finished listening to it, I never want to hear that podcast again because I've heard it multiple times.
Yeah. You know, and someone might wonder, well, what do y'all cut out? As I mentioned, we will take breaks and look up instances. Just earlier in the podcast we recorded earlier today, you had a note on your computer that would have been beneficial. And we just took a moment. You went over to your computer. You pulled up that idea. Then you came back and said, hey, this is what I was thinking. But then also, we never want to be a stumbling block. There are sometimes things that we share about current churches we serve, previous churches we serve, people we know. And afterwards, I might say, hey, yeah, Thomas, you might want to take that out. That might hurt somebody's feelings. What I just said might not build up. It might tear down. So let's take that out. And you have to go back in and listen. And then you have to bring it all together so it doesn't sound disjointed in our conversation.
I always remind David and I remind myself, and the times we have guests, I always tell them, hey, we're the ones that hit publish.
That's right. That's right.
And there have been times,
yeah,
I can think of at least one or two episodes that we recorded,
yeah,
and we never published
them. We never published them because we weren't comfortable with them.
We weren't comfortable,
yep,
with them. Maybe it was not the level of instruction that we wanted it to be. Maybe there was something said that, and then we realize, okay, that just wasn't good. The whole thing's not good. Let's just scrap that.
Yeah.
And so we're the ones that hit publish.
That's right. And so you might wonder, well, golly, why would these two guys get together and sit and talk for upwards of 30 minutes about an idea and not publish it? Now, here's the thing y'all don't know. We're still growing.
Yeah.
You and I have fantastic conversation, whether anybody listens or not. And so even in those lost episodes, they're not lost on me and you. We've grown from them. And we even learned what to say and what not to say going forward whenever the mic is recording it.
And you mentioned it earlier, and I'll just say it again. That's the reason we started this, because we were having these conversations on a weekly basis. And Mark Howard would kind of hear a little bit from me, from you. And then he would say, well, y'all just need to do a podcast. Y'all need to have these conversations for other people to hear. And that's why we started doing that.
That's right.
I remember where I was. I was somewhere on the outside of New Orleans, driving to New Orleans. I was going to a PhD seminar. We were talking about this idea. Hey, let's do a podcast. And then we came across the name that we stuck with, Ministry Marks Podcast. Do you remember what the Bible verse is?
Thomas, is it Galatians 6:17?
It is, David.
That was some of that good editing you just did.
I'm going to leave that in. And that's right. Galatians 6:17 says, from now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. And it's that last part, I bear on my body the marks of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we talked about ministry marks, that we as people, as followers of Christ, we should bear on our body the stigmata. That's the word that's being used there. The stigmata of Christ, that we should bear his wounds. But also there are marks or gauges of ministry that we should aspire to as well. So we took it as a double entendre kind of name to it, a double meaning name, the Ministry Marks Podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, Thomas, you know, it is really good for us to get together and talk. I've learned in my life, most Christians, and I almost said most Christian men, I think it's most Christians, are are thinking about something. You know, Thomas, there is a group of guys that get together with each month. We have lunch from First Baptist Senatobia, just some guys, lay people. And whenever we sit down at the table, this is what I ask. What are you thinking about theologically? And those guys have always answered. They've never said, well, man, I ain't thinking about nothing. They always have read something that they're chewing on, like in the privacy of their own mind when they're driving down the road trying to figure something out. And it leads to really good discussion. This Ministry Marks podcast is really what birthed this podcast was me and you just thinking out loud.
Exactly.
I would call you and say, hey, what do you think about? You would call me and say, hey, what are your thoughts on? And that's what got all of this going, is just kind of thinking together.
And as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another, right?
Yeah.
And David has sharpened me greatly. It's been those times where I can say exactly what I'm thinking. You know, say, well, have you thought about this? You know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And it just hones my thinking. And I hope I've done the same for him as well. David, let's pull back the curtain just a little bit. Right now at our ministries and right now while we're recording, we typically meet on Fridays.
That's right. So for those of you who are not in pastoral ministry, the Friday, our Fridays is like everybody else's Saturdays. We usually work Sunday through Thursday. And so the Friday and Saturday is kind of our weekend. And so, yeah, you and I give one Friday a month to this ministry is what we do.
And we come to Ingomar Baptist Church. We've recently moved from the closet.
That's right.
To my office. And we're sitting right now in my office. And we've been here since 9:45 this morning.
That's right. That's when we got started.
And yeah. Currently it is 2:26.
That's right. This has been an all day thing. And this is our fourth podcast to record today.
And that's what we typically do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You and I, whenever we first get together. So I looked this morning, we didn't start recording until you and I had been talking for 30 minutes. We get together and we usually get caught up on all the preacher gossip. Have you heard that so-and-so has left his church and has gone somewhere else? We get caught up on preacher gossip. We usually have a few ideas, like in between podcast recordings, if I think of anything where I'm like, that'd make a pretty good podcast, I throw it in my phone, on the notes in my phone. Then whenever we get here, you always have a Word document running and we're able to add to it. Right now, we have like upwards of 45 or 50 podcast ideas. Some of those are listener suggested. Some of those are just things that we think through. And so we'll get those together. You'll print out a list. And then what we did this morning, we selected four. We just kind of walked through and we said, oh, that topic would take a bunch of work. And there's one thing me and you don't like doing is work. And so we read through and like, hey, that would be fun.
Hey, that's a big change from how we used to do it, though. Do you remember when I was at Holly and you were at Trinity, when we first started this podcast, we would call on the phone at the beginning of the week. We would pick our topics for the week, and then we would spend the rest of the week thinking through what we wanted to say at our points of the the conversation. Yeah. We don't do that anymore, do we?
No, absolutely not. Thomas, back then, do you remember the commonality? What's the difference between now and then? Back then, we were doctoral students. Back then, we loved learning. We sick of it now.
I am tired of it.
So we do a bunch of hip shooting whenever we come in and sit down, buddy.
That's right. We used to pick those topics days in advance and do a lot of study and prayer.
We would put in hours of work before we ever sat down in front of a microphone.
And then we would sit down in front of a microphone and everything would change.
That's right. Yep.
It sure everything would change because you would think of something then it would put us off on a different topic, or I would think of something.
Conversations lead in unexpected directions. Yeah.
So now what we do is we come here on a Friday, and after we catch up with all of the preacher gossip, we sit down and we pick some topics that we want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then roughly, all right, I say, who's going to open it?
Yeah.
Who's going to do the intro?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going to be our catch, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Then we just kind of shoot from the hip from there. We might scratch out an outline of what would a person expect to hear on that topic. And we'll put down a few big idea kind of questions, but the prep is 2 or 3 minutes.
That's right. And so, and even this has affected our lives. So the other day during the ice storm of 2026, April and I did a Wednesday night broadcast from our home, and she and I sat in front of an iPhone on a light ring, and we did, you know, we talked through an idea, and we did a little bit of prep, and she started asking something that was really good. I said, stop. I said, do not ask me what you're about to ask me. I said, Thomas and I have learned that as we sit down and talk, if we pre-talk through an idea, it's not nearly as good in the podcast. I said, do not ask me what you're about to ask me. And so, and 20 minutes in, she said, here's a question. And it was the first time she had asked me. And I'm like, oh, I said, that is so good. And then we even took a pause. And I said, we've learned, my friend and I have learned in podcasts to basically spring the question on the other person because you get a genuine response. And so it even made that Wednesday night broadcast so much better. So I've learned from this podcast kind of how to think through things and give a good, not emotional, but give a good, honest response.
Sometimes we actually know how the other person is going to respond. There have been times in conversations, personal conversations, a lot of time, not necessarily on the podcast, that we will take up the antagonist position.
Yes. Yeah.
And that really helps with us think through some positions. But yeah, for the podcast, it's usually four. We try to do 4 episodes every time we come. That way we're meeting, you know, once a month because of the time and the restraints that we have in our life and ministries. We found that we can do 4 pretty consistently at a high level.
That's right. And if we were to go past that, it would be really hard because after how long have we been here? 5 hours, six hours, whatever it is. It is taxing mentally. And what we typically do is we save the easiest for last. So this podcast, the topic we're doing right now, we have put in 0 prep for it. And we're just talking it through right now. And it's not taking much brain energy to do this.
And we needed that, especially after the meal that we had.
Dude, I put down a double cheeseburger and some fries. What was the name of that place?
Latham's.
Oh my goodness. That's our second time beef there. I got mine with mustard and pickle. You got mustard, pickle, onion, right?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
So good. And a lot of times that's what we do. We will come together, we will record 2, and then we will go eat. Mm-hmm. And times past. Now today we just went to Latham's, David and me. But in times past, we've asked other preachers to go.
Other pastors to join us for lunch. And we'll just talk.
And the purpose is not to try to get them to say something we can put on the podcast. It's just for fellowship. It's just,
yeah.
Because we want to have fellowship with other pastors. And so we've called a pastor in Pontotoc multiple times, but he keeps on giving us excuses.
That's right. Some excuse. But see, he knows if he ever comes east, we're going to make him buy our lunch. If David Hamilton ever shows up, he's going to be out some money, buddy. Oh,
but then so we've funny. Met with multiple pastors around New Albany, and so it's a good time of fellowship. So we try to use this day not only as encouragement for us, as iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. We also try to use it as edification for our church and ministry. You know, we want our church members to listen to it. We want to say something that is going to be beneficial, but also we try to do this as well for, you know, to reach out and to minister and to just have fellowship with other pastors.
Yeah, that's right. And honestly, you know, and Thomas and I are personal friends. We've been personal friends almost 20 years now. Our wives like each other. Like our wives are friends. Usually whenever the Majors and the Haynes families are at a Southern Baptist convention, we try to do a lot together. Yes. We'll go out to eat together. When the Southern Baptist Convention last year was in Dallas, Texas. We went to an antique store, you know, just down the road after lunch one day. It was odd.
It was odd. It was very odd.
But we actually hang out together and we like each other. And it is really fun to get together. And we're so thankful that you guys tune in and listen. And it's so interesting. In the lives of pastors, the congregation learns so much more about the pastors than the pastors learn about the congregants just because you hear all of our stories. And so whenever you listen, you learn about me and you learn about Thomas, you learn about Gift Bottom, you learn about Nettleton, and you learn about all these places that are in our history, and all those places help make us who we are, you know, and you learn a little bit about us.
Over the years, we've really shifted from being trying to be really informational and informative to just trying to be really relational and practical. Wouldn't you say?
That's it. I agree. And maybe there's something in all ministers where you go from that scholarly to the practical. And always, we want to give good advice. We want to be biblical. We want to be theologically sound. But yet, we want to help people. We want to have fun while we're talking.
And we also strive to make at least one joke every episode. We want you to laugh.
We do. Either laugh with us, laugh at us. We don't care. Yes.
But the podcast has been really, really rewarding through the years. And it's something that we want to continue to do, obviously. And just apologize for the brief hiatus that we had during Christmas
storm. Yeah, we took a break off for Christmas. And our plan was to come back before the ice storm. My wife had gone on an 8-day-long mission trip. She was out of the country. And she came back in late on a Thursday evening. And I just texted you and I said, Thomas, do we have to record tomorrow? And you're like, nah, let's just wait a little bit. I got to catch up and hear all the neat stories that April shared from her from the mission trip she was on. And then the ice storm happened and a lot of crazy stuff. And you had like a surgery you needed to attend.
Yes. Then I had a surgery I needed to attend. And so just a lot of life happens along the way, trying to get back into the rhythm of these podcasts now. Hey, if you have any questions for David or me, things that you would like to know, nothing too personal because we don't want to really tell you all of our secrets. But any questions that you might have for David or me, hey, let us know. Let us know on our Facebook or send us a text or an email or something like that. We want to try to be able to answer those. If there's a question you have about the podcast that we haven't answered, hey, let us know that as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've enjoyed this one today. Man, we really enjoy talking through things. And we're so glad that you've joined in. Tune in again next time for the Ministry Marks podcast.